Editor. So, Blair Richardson would have us believe that he and the Taylors have a commitment to give back to the community, believe in the Canmore community, and greatly appreciate the town's community spirit, according to his advertisement in the November 2 Outlook. Why then would he threaten us with his potential, and likely his intention, to severely impact the financial stability of the town and residents' sick tax obligations? Come on now, Blair. Do you really think your crippling $161 million threat is just an example of being neighborly? In fact, Richardson and the Taylors invited advocates and protesters to their homes when they chose to sue Canmore's last mayor and council as individuals. These are known as a SLAPP, strategic lawsuits against public participation, suits, specifically intended to exhaust, intimidate and silence critics. Though not illegal in Alberta, go figure, other provinces such as British Columbia have made them illegal. If TSMVPL can sue councillors as individual persons, there is no reason why Canmore residents should not address TSMVPL principals, at their homes or elsewhere, as individual persons as well. Mr. Taylor and his associates opened this door, not the 20 or so who stood in front of his. TSMVPL prevailed in court for the simple and sordid reason that our provincial government can deny local communities the right to determine their own futures. TSMVPL couldn't defend its current plan to diminish the effectiveness of critical wildlife corridors, saddle the town with perpetual maintenance of dubious wildlife fencing, and inflict potential unstable and undermined ground. No, they just hid behind Section 619 of the Municipal Government Act, referred to as the Canmore Clause, because their proposal lacks imagination, vision, community spirit or good sense. It appears Mr. Richardson thinks the golden rule means, he who has the gold makes the rules. But as Canmore residents take their concerns to him personally, maybe he and the Taylors will recall something about, do unto others. Jim Pissot, Canmore.